Thank you, Chair. It is an honour for the Science and Academe to attend this open intergovernmental expert working group on indicators and terminology. Many UN members have experts with them, and we have been very impressed by their contributions in this important area of indicators and terminology. So far as the global target of sustainably increase the number of countries with national and local DRR strategies, and listening to the many contributions and interventions by the member states and Sweden's specific call recently for guidelines from UNISDR, I wanted to mention that one of the outcomes of the recent UNISDR Science and Technology Conference on the implementation of the Sendai framework was a proposal to provide an evidence-based resource on risk assessment and its implementation. The participants of the conference suggested a delivery of this resource or tool to the global platform by May 2017. Such a resource would complement, we believe, the support of the methodology that has been discussed here, but also would include participation of the many S&T partners and others, such as OECD and other groups, who have been very much involved in this area of work. I also believe it would demonstrate that this is a useful example of the kind of tools that would support the science and academe's wider community to the UN member states. And I'm happy to follow this up on behalf of UNISDR Science and Technical Advisory Group and its partners. And in particular, a stag has been requested in 25G of the Sendai framework to provide guidance on methodologies and standards for risk assessments. And I feel this would help to complement our work for the Sendai framework.